T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the law offices of Jeffrey M. Leving.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
Why are the Bears acting like they owe Andy Dalton anything other than money?
Layla asked that too. And why won't they be as supportive of Justin Fields outwardly as they were when it took a village to raise the confidence level of Mitchell Trubisky?
Layla Rahimi.
I really hope that the narrative is different behind the scenes at Halas than it is in front of the media. Because what kind of vote of confidence, at least in Justin Fields' ability and talents, are you giving him when you're like, oh, he's going to start, but no, Andy Dalton's our guy.
White Sox!
We're back at U.S. Cellular Field, where both teams have the same record and both teams have the same object, to win and go to Tampa Bay. A very cool, very crisp night in Chicago. I'll turn it over to my play-by-play partner, Ed Farmer.
It is Danks for the Sox tonight against Blackburn for the Twins.
A 2-2. A swing and a high pop-up. Short center field. Griffey coming on. Kadire's going to try the arm. He's tagging. Griffey has it. He's coming home. The throw to home. In there, Pruszynski with the tag. He got him. What a play by Griffey in center. The tag is Kadire tried to run over Pruszynski.
A 2-2 to Tomei from Blackburn. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep center field. Running back, Gomez. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Gone. Tomei lights it up. Sox lead 1-0. He's hit his 34. Straight away center.
There's Garcia. The pitch to Alexi. Swing and a fly ball. Dropping fast. Right center field. Anderson dives. Sox win. Great play by Anderson. The White Sox are going to the playoffs with their 163rd game. It's their 89th win.
That ball's cracked into right center field. Straw is back at the wall. Hey, a good start. Tim Anderson rushes up the first run of the ball game, and that ball is absolutely crushed. Man, oh man, Luis Robert makes it a 2-0 Sox lead. That ball is annihilated. And another chance to bring him home. It's 3-0 Sox. In the air again, right field. Zimmer is back at the track. Oh, he did it again. Tim Anderson wants to do it all by his lonesome. And the Sox are pouring it on what looks more and more like clinch day. Hendricks got him. And for the first time since 2008, Sox fans will see home playoff baseball. The Chicago White Sox are winners of the AL Central.
Hell yeah, go get it, Mike Rankin.
Right now we won a division, and we understand that it just starts here. We're just going to continue to be great teammates, keep pushing out there and keep having fun, and I think we'll get to where we need to be.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's the good stuff there, right? That's how you start your weekend. And look, maybe they will win the World Series and maybe they won't. We could even say probably they won't, but that doesn't matter right now. It doesn't mean you. It's one thing you look at how they celebrated. And you want them to say, yeah, we got bigger things and all that. However they want to do it is fine. But I know Stoney said it in the moment. He said he liked the way they were celebrating. That doesn't apply to you. You're a fan.
No, go out there and celebrate like they did. Pop some bottles and annihilate.
Do whatever you want. Run down the street waving your wang. I don't care. Enjoy it.
I think that's illegal.
Is it illegal? Well, don't do anything illegal. I mean, if you know. But you know what I mean. Feel free. What the hell? There's enough horrible things that go on in this world that if you can't get excited about back-to-back playoff appearances and having this opportunity, what's the point of any of it? What's the point of being a sports fan?
Yeah. Positive Dan Bernstein. There's still some qualifiers, but it's mostly positive.
Qualified positivity. Nothing speaks to the joy of life more than qualified positivity.
Dan Bernstein, mostly positive. We'll give it 70%.
No, yeah! It's good. As we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, we'll revel in a Sox divisional championship for a little bit. And we'll also preview the Bears with Adam Hoag. We'll revisit what some Bears were saying yesterday, some coaches and players about their opportunity and where they stand. We've got a fun midday midway. We have Matt Miller talking players, talking scouting and football of all shapes and sizes at 11. Joe Ostrowski will set up your wagertainment weekend and use the numbers to help us better understand sports. That's sort of how, because I don't gamble myself, but I do think that a lot of these numbers do help us better understand sports.
Yes.
Even if we're not necessarily wagering on them. And that and more is coming your way. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line. It is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And I don't know if you've noticed, I know you're big on receipts, that BetQL lists what they call their best bets every week.
Mm-hmm.
If you had bet $100 on only BetQL's best NFL bets, you would be up $1,934.
Wow.
That's just fact. So it is, I mean, there's nothing is 100%, but over time in large samples, you start to see when they say it's a best bet, it's usually for a very, very good reason.
Yeah, and last week was tricky, too. And I think you need a guy like Joe Ostrowski and BetQL to kind of navigate that, because we talked about teasers and Joe's like, stay away.
And I wouldn't know anything about that, but when he tells you when it's a good time to move a line with a teaser and why it's not and what thresholds you're sort of moving past, there's a science to it.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
It's true. No. But also, even the Bears line last week, we knew that was fishy. So that's an excellent example of what we're seeing.
If you want to send us an email, that's BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your texting goes to the text zone. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at BernsteinRahimi. She is at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the Odyssey app to stream the Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show on the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And hang out with us on Twitch, won't you? It is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And these cameras right here show us. They show many of our guests. And there's the chat that goes on there. And you can jump in and be part of the show within a show within a show. It is Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gerch and Evan Thomas directing that. Mike Rankin is resplendent in his White Sox pinstripes today. And the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz, I believe that's Ray Diaz in the back doing. No, that's some other dude. It's not Ray Diaz. It's somebody masquerading as Ray Diaz.
Wow.
Go crazy.
Like, it's hard for me to see.
I think it's one of our engineers.
It's the one of a kind, Dustin Hapley. We couldn't do.
Engineer Dustin.
What Hi, we Dustin. Do without him. Yep. Sorry.
Yes, it's the less controversial Dustin.
Less controversial Dustin.
It's the Dustin that doesn't immediately elicit a reaction from anyone when the name is mentioned. So, yes, he's doing things to that computer, I can only assume.
That sounded weird.
Well, he's an engineer after all. You never know. They do tend to fetishize their work at times. So, yes, he's enjoying himself as
that's
he
why,
dances in the background.
And as I've often said, my family business being electrical engineering, yep. That's why I always geek out with the Twitch commands. And I have one now. If you do exclamation point, Chewbacca replies from Star Wars.
Can I ask something? Why is the U.S. golf team dressed like the Geico guy at the mall who's turning into his father?
Oh, man. That took me to a place that I wasn't prepared to go.
No, they do. They're, look.
Well, also, why is Tim Tebow just looking like that?
I don't know.
That's tan and the shirt unbuttoned.
Disco
like his
Tebow?
Navel?
I mean, seriously.
I wonder where he's at. Wait, is he here?
I don't know.
I think they're already, I saw Jen Latta tweet that they're already doing shows here.
Why does he think he's Eloy Jimenez all of a sudden?
You're not Eloy Jimenez, Tim Tebow.
But seriously.
Maybe Carlos Rodon kind of is.
But they're all look like the Geico dad guy over the koi pond. Don't be coy.
There's a lot.
Koi fish.
There's a lot happening in our radius. What with this Ryder Cup and then, you know, the big game at Soldier Field and then Sox playoffs.
Yep.
Bears, Browns, Justin Field Day.
A lot going on. We're right in the middle of all of it.
And Peter Francis Terese liking a tweet welcoming me to Chicago, the real one.
That's huge.
Right?
Guys.
Did you get free bankruptcy info tapes?
First of all, somebody was in on the bit, and this is like a few weeks ago. They're like, since you're new to Chicago, might I recommend Peter Francis Terese? And then I get a notification yesterday that he liked the tweet. I'm like, oh, God. It's come full circle. It's just so good.
That is the most like in Chicago thing. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Isn't it? It's like Peter Francis Terese liked a tweet you mentioned it. And I was like, it's never going to stop.
Nope.
So if this is a weekend where you feel like sports could be part of your weekend, this is your time.
Yeah, 773 texter says next is a Facebook friend request from Victory Auto Wreckers, and 815 says, why do you hate stupid golf shirts, Dan? No, it's these sweat jackets they're wearing make them look like the Geico dad guy.
Sweat jacket.
Whatever it is,
isn't that just a quarter zip?
Oh, and I, no,
isn't that just a suburban dad quarter zip?
I have to say that the new Geico ad about the dad of the grocery store hits a little too close to home. They got it a little too right, and I feel seen in an awkward way.
The scary smile on you right now.
No, it's like, especially when he walks by the manager and he's like, hey, Tom and Produce is doing a great job. I have done that before. I have. I go to the same Jewel, the same Mariano's, and I know the managers and a lot of the people there. And like, if somebody goes above and beyond and does something nice and like checks in the back for me or brings something out, like I had one person, I was grabbing some broccoli. The guy says, you know, that's been out there a while. Let me go get you some of the fresher stuff from the back.
Yes.
And he did. And I happened to pass the manager later before I left the store. And I mentioned that I said by name. I said, you know, it was really nice of him to do that, and I just wanted to let you know. And then they make fun of that in this commercial. And
Poor Dan.
No, it's okay.
Speaking to the manager to give a compliment is still okay. We can all agree on that, at least.
I think it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, man, it's just like filling out those surveys. Whenever you shop at a place and like they're like, hey, will you fill out the survey? And I'm like, maybe. And then I'm like, oh, crap, I have to, because if I like the people there, that's how they like help keep their jobs. So I always make sure to do it at least to a certain extent, because it helps. Because corporate America will try to catch you, man. That's not what you're here for.
He says it's not Geico, it's Progressive. Okay, fine. Whatever it is, it's the insurance companies that use non sequitur advertising to make me remember their brand. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
I'd like to know about the other stuff.
So, yeah, if you're looking for a good deed to do, then I suggest filling out the survey and shouting out your favorite people. And then additionally, I think it's going to be a big weekend for the Suburban Dad Quarter Zip. Rick Hahn rocked one yesterday in his post-game interview. I feel like this is going to be a big deal.
Those aren't quarter zips.
Well, that's not okay.
They're pullovers.
Are they full zip?
No, they're pullover.
There's a little zip there.
That's like a 16th zip, though. It's the color. It's everything. It's just.
But maybe it's actually a quarter zip, and they just don't want to unzip it that far. They don't want to be Tim Tebow, Eloy Jimenez, Carlos Rodon.
I don't know what Tebow's up to there, because that's like, he looks like Disco Stew.
Very Miami Vicey.
Kind of, but little, but 70s.
Disco Stew's exact color scheme is Tim Tebow this morning on First Take.
Disco Stew doesn't advertise, but Tim Tebow does. The clinch felt good, then having another game immediately after the clinch felt weird.
That's why you need Party Aussie to tell you how to celebrate. Just forget about the second game. Forfeit. Go to party.
Did he actually say forfeit?
I need to check and see if he actually said forfeit. But Aussie did encourage. I saw the post game with Rick Hahn and Tim Anderson, and Aussie was encouraging people to celebrate. Aussie's just going to show up in the clubhouse one day and just start partying himself.
Well, they were partying on set when Beckham and Aussie were throwing water on Chuck Garfine. And it was a little...
Creates an interesting visual.
It was a little cringy. Like, the whole thing, there's, like, yelling loud and throwing water and...
I am an advocate for Chuck should have been there. Especially Chuck. Because they like him, and so he would have gotten annihilated in a post-game clubhouse.
Part of the fun after the clinch yesterday was when we were driving to my son's baseball game, hearing Liam Hendricks on the afternoon show, and hearing like a classic Dave Wannstedt moment when he stayed in on the interview and started talking to Liam, and we put it all together. If you missed it, and even if you heard it, you're going to want to hear it again because it's really fun. So keep it here. We'll play that next for you in The Score.
So there'll be some people dressed like Chewbacca. Is that what you're telling me?
You're listening to Window Works Bears Fridays on The Score. Keep it here as all of our shows and team of Bears experts continue to get you ready for the game. Plus, deliver breaking Bears news as it happens. Bears Friday. Presented by Window Works with half price savings at mywindowworks.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Check swing, did he? Yes, he did. Strike three. He snapped off a breaking ball, Kopech did, and struck out the side. That was good stuff.
We want to try and give him multiple innings between now and the end of the season. That's as far as we want to push him, but he was outstanding.
What kind of just weapon, I don't know if that's a good choice of words, but benefit can it be for you guys in the playoffs if you can build him up to that point where you can use him like that in the postseason?
Even a couple of times where he struggled, there was a tweak that had to be done. Now he's been tweaked, and now he's sharp with everything. And, you know, he can pitch against lefts and rights. He's not afraid of any situation. So he's very important, very valuable.
Highlight courtesy NBC Sports Chicago. That is Tony La Russa. He's the man on the spot right now. This is his time. This is he is here to make sure that all of these decisions, that everything is done correctly to get the most out of this opportunity. And for today, it's time to just enjoy the fact that they have earned that opportunity. And part of the celebration yesterday involved Liam Hendricks, the White Sox closer, who is never shy about picking up a phone. And as we were on the road stuck in traffic, it is always entertaining to hear him with Parkins and Spiegel, and then things got a little strange later on because Dave Wannstedt hung around to be part of the interview.
With the first division to clinch, let's take away the rest of it because that's just we'll leave it at that. We don't have to talk about anything else. Leave it as the fact that we're the first team in baseball to clinch the division.
Well, if you want to talk any trash to any of your, you know, to the Astros or anyone else right now, it's the floor is yours, Liam. We're happy to offer you that forum.
No, I always keep it close to the vest. I make sure to just make fun of our own team so that if they hear it, the fact that Tim had to be goaded into it is disappointing. The fact that I'm just going to go ahead and say the fact that we have now proven that we are the team to beat in the Central, that we have been, if we get every cylinder fire and the right thing, we are the best team in baseball.
We were watching you guys clinch as we were hosting the show, and it seemed like a relatively tepid, tame celebration. And you're talking about clinching the doubleheader. We were assuming you guys were all going to be drunk and they'd be playing the bench guys in this game. Can you take us inside the clubhouse? What's the celebration like?
Very mild because of the fact we know we have another game. This is actually the second time I've clinched after game one of a doubleheader. The first time was in 15 with the Blue Jays. But I've got a coffee in front of me. I'm preparing to go and head and pitch in game two because I need to keep my my track record of pitching in over one game per doubleheader this year going. So there's that. But, yeah, I think everyone understands the fact that they don't want a repeat of last year. They don't want to come in, get so excited, do all this, and then kind of play the last week out as playing out. We'll be able to turn it on later. No, we need to turn it on right now and get that momentum going so that as soon as the playoffs hit, we're firing on all cylinders. We're running out there, and we're about ready to demolishing teams.
Liam, when you called in, we were talking football with Dave Wannstedt, longtime coach of the Bears, former defensive coordinator for the Cowboys when they won the Super Bowl, Miami, the U. He's in studio. He wants to talk to you. Go ahead,
Hey,
coach.
Liam, first of all, congratulations. And let me start by saying I am not an expert by any means, but I am a fan. And here's my question for you. What you do for baseball reminds me of field goal kickers, what they do for football, okay? Now, here's my question. What's your golf game?
Oh, man.
Are you a golfer? What's your handicap, Liam?
I am not a golfer, but I can – let's put it this way. If we win the World Series, okay, I'm going to come out and I'm going to out-kick your kicker.
Okay.
kick it. Let's go punter.
You want
to go punter. I can kick a football a decent way. So when we do that, I'm going to put it on the line. We'll raise some money for a charity of whoever's choosing. Whoever wins takes the pop for that charity.
And Wani, Liam's dad, an Australian rules football star. Well, right, Liam?
We have to maybe get the Bears involved in that and
football,
the kickers. That's awesome. The reason I asked you that, in all seriousness, most field goal kickers are very good golfers. And I don't know if it's because they have extra time on their hands when everybody else is working, or they always talk to me, well, coach, it's the focus and concentration and the pressure that when I get one, it's to win the game. And that's what you do. When you go in, I mean, you're the game closer. You're the game winner for them. And that's, I admire that. A lot of pressure on you that people probably take for granted.
Yeah, I mean, you look at pressure. It builds diamonds, right? And that's the way. If you can handle it, you can handle it. It's a tough job out there. It's something that I don't think everybody can sometimes handle, but it's one of the things that I love because being in a pressure cooker is where you want to be. You want to have that game on your line. You want to have that game on your shoulders. It's, as a kid, you never think about, and baseball, you never think about, okay, well, I'm just going to be the guy who gets on base for the guy who's going to hit that game walk-off homer in game 7. As a kid, I was like, I'm going to be on the mound and I'm going to strike this guy out for game 7 with a load of bases, 3-2 count. I'm coming in and I'm doing that. I guarantee it's the same for the kickers. They envision post game, like at the end of the game, siren's gone. You got one more play. This kick wins it or loses it. That's the situation you want to be in. That builds character, and there's some interesting guys you have to find. And generally, a lot of us tend to be a little weird.
All the kickers are weird. Yeah, they're all weird kickers. Absolutely.
I've been wondering, what's your golf game?
Okay, can I tell you my favorite part about it? It's just, oh my God, the most Wannstedt part about it. There is a real, fairly obvious reason why place kickers tend to be good golfers. It's an actual athletic, physiological reason. But of course, Dave being Dave, being like the football-y coach is like, I don't know, it's got to be because I got all that time and I have to get to practice. It's the whole trope of they're not real football players. And Dave used to go crazy when he saw golf clubs. It made him crazy. All right, you got your golf clubs here. What are you, the football don't matter enough to you? That was a thing. So, of course, he goes to that. The kickers are good at golf because they don't care enough about, or they're not real football players. The reason why they're good is because they swing something for a living.
Right.
They use their core to turn their weight around a fixed point. Look at the movement of a place kicker, and then look at the movement and the hip turn, the rotation. When a kicker says, I put a good swing on it. It's the same movement.
Lance Lynn's coach, who's also Phil's coach, talked about that.
Of course they're good at golf.
Work on your core first.
Of course they're good at golf. They spin their core for a living. It's not because they have extra time. I mean, that doesn't hurt. But the primary reason is they swing something for their job.
The best part is, like, here's Liam Hendricks, the biggest White Sox free agent acquisition. Arguably one of the biggest free agent acquisitions of the entire offseason. And he goes to Chicago, and Oakland is pleasantly weird, so he's into the bit. But, like, after all the conversations he's had with our radio station, do you think Liam's like, okay, I've had enough of you?
Right. That's plenty. How's your golf game?
I think he hears Wannstedt. It's like, okay, this is Chicago.
Even though it's Pittsburgh.
Or is he like, Is it the opposite where he's like, I love this radio station. You guys are also weird. It's just, like, Wadi belongs to all of us at this point. Wadi is a public good. He is one of ours. He is to be protected. Like, put him on the bean. I don't know.
And then he
like,
tells the Sauerbrunn story again. It's got to be the sixth time he's told that story.
He's such a good sport. That's what makes it so good. And Liam Hendricks is a good sport.
Have I ever told you a story about Todd Sauerbrunn? Yes. Dad, yes, you have.
I'm terrible at that.
Yes,
though.
Uncle Dave.
I repeat stories.
I do too, but he tells it with the same gusto and verve, and it goes up to Butthead Kevin Butler, and he's like, "Hey, what's your handicap?" It's like, "I hate golf." Okay, laugh line. But I'm screaming in my car. It's like, "What's Sauerbrunn's his handicap?" Was he was an idiot. That was his. He was, and everybody hated him. Was his handicap. That's why they broke into his room and shaved his head and hazed the crap out of him. Brought him to tears.
How did he... They broke into his room. That's...
He came to me the next morning.
Intense.
He came to me. He sought me out the next morning and pulled me aside. He's like, "You're not going to believe what they did." I said, "What happened to your hair?" He's like, "Yeah, they broke into my room and they held me down and they shaved all these patches in my head." And he was really red. That was as close as I came to feeling bad for that kid, because he brought a lot of stuff on himself.
Well, either way, Sox clinching makes me happy, and I'm sorry they couldn't quite celebrate and then had to delay the celebration, but it's been that kind of season in a way, so I'm sure this will be an interesting lineup that we're going to see today.
And what I found it interesting, Liam Hendricks mentioned that not only is Ruby the tarot reader, he said he did a Reiki session with her, which is an energy healing session.
You're obsessed because of the YouTube ASMR channel.
Right. See, it's weird coming from me because I clearly don't really believe in any of it, but there are a couple of Reiki ASMR artists who are unbelievably soothing. And even though I don't actually think my chakras are being cleansed with the selenite wands and a carnelian crystal, but when they do it in like the whispered voice and the different textures, and there's like the sound of a rainstorm in the background, I get ASMR triggers on that help me fall asleep, and it happens to be a Reiki session, and they're burning sage or Palo Santo and cleansing the spirits and starting at the crown chakra and moving through the various places to balance the energies. And I don't believe in any of it, but somehow the presentation of it works, if that makes any sense.
Of course it does. It's entertaining. Probably well produced and visually entertaining and good natural sound, which is what ASMR is. Natural sound, the business term we use, it means the sound that naturally occurs in the space. So like we've talked about the typing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's magic library
right,
stuff.
Or like the door opening sound. Whatever you need. My favorite is opening a can.
Really?
Yeah.
There's one candle that one of them has, and there's like the open. Have you ever heard a crackling candle?
Oh yeah, Woodwick.
But it's designed to make a crackling noise as it burns.
It's the material of the wick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is not Sox clinch talk. We've totally gone off the rails already.
And here's the thing. Adam Hoge, huge Sox fan, as well as being a professional Bears observer. So we can touch on both with him next in the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.